12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the line with us this morning. Going to talk to us about floor voting and about bills that he has moving around through the Senate still, and also about a critical cutoff that is a week away from occurring, and sort of in linear fashion, what is going to happen potentially with that and other legislation between now and then after that cutoff actually occurs. Brad, always good to chat with you. I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Great to be on with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we're going to kind of, I'm thinking of that old, I don't know if it was an after school special or not, but it was that little short that used to be on Saturday mornings or during cartoons. I'm not sure if you're quite old enough to remember that, but it was like a...
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah, Schoolhouse Rock, the little singing constitution or the document. I mean, it's almost like
Capitol Hill.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be kind of like a day in the life of a bill, or at least four of them, actually, that you have out there right now that are trying to do their best to stay afloat with all this business going on in the Senate. So, I mean, I guess I'll let you pick up the mail from there, quite literally, and tell us about the process for these and what kind of time remains for them.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. But I should say, my favorite Schoolhouse Rock was Conjunction Junction.
Oh, there you go.
What's your function? hooking up phrases and hooking up clauses. So how a bill becomes a law is a real interesting process and a very complicated process. There are a lot of checks and balances, and the whole legislative system is built on rigorous and strict cutoff dates for bills to pass their committee, and then for bills to make it out of the full Senate, or bills to make it out of the full House, and then bills to continue on the process. And if they don't, they die off. So basically, every couple of years, there's about 1,500 bills introduced in the session, and every member can introduce a bill. Whether you can pass your bill, that's a different story. And less than 10% of the bills that were introduced actually become law. And that's a good thing, because obviously we should have a robust process for new ideas to become law. But this particular week is a very busy week for the Senate. I suspect it's also for the House. We're coming up on March 9th. That is the next major cutoff, and it's probably one of the biggest cutoff dates in the whole legislature. It's for bills that originated in the Senate to pass the Senate. And I think the House has a similar cutoff for House bills to pass the Senate. And once we get through this next week, the Senate will be considering the House approved bills in our committees. And then the House will be considering Senate approved bills in their House committees. And so we'll be flip-flopping, and we'll also be focused on budgets. But for right now, so many of us, including me, are trying to get our bills that are still alive out of the Senate.
And Brad, I know we've talked about some of those bills, but just to catch people up, which ones are still trying to survive this process that you have out there right now?
Well, fortunately, all four of my prime-sponsored bills are still alive at this stage, which actually surprised me given the remote session and the nature of it all. But I guess I've come up with some good ideas. I've always worked hard to have thoughtful legislation that has bipartisan co-sponsors, and so each of my bills are in that process. One of the bills related to utility wildfire work, it's a partnership between electric utilities in our state and the Department of Natural Resources to try to reduce our risk of utility wildfires, given what's happened in California. That bill is 5158, and it has already been approved by the Senate. It was approved last week unanimously, and I actually need to reach out to the chair of the House committee to get the bill scheduled for a hearing over there. So I'm trying to manage that, but I also have a bill that I thought was going to get approved yesterday, we just adjourned the session last night just before my bill was scheduled to be approved. It's related to tow truck operators, actually, and one of my constituents, Randy's Towing out of North Central Washington, reached out to me and other tow truck operators because they're called out by local law enforcement to haul away vehicles, and sometimes they're really providing us a service to do that. And they're called out by the state patrol or county and city law enforcement. And sometimes they get stuck with the bill because the people who were negligent and crashed their car don't pay. So my bill would create a process for how they could, you know, collect that through the people who are negligent, so long as they're called out by law enforcement to haul away a vehicle. So that's something that's actually really important to them because they're small business owners. I think that bill is going to pass the Senate. And then also there's a step in the process for bills before they come to the full floor, and that's between their committees and a potential floor vote, and that's what's called being in the Rules Committee. And actually my two other bills, both my hydrogen vehicle and my education policy bill, have actually cleared that step too. So in addition to, of my three remaining bills, all three of the bills, the tow truck operator bill, the hydrogen vehicle bill, and the school calendar education policy bill, are all actually positioned on the floor calendar, and they just need to come to the full Senate floor for a vote. The education bill, though, is a more, like a really significant, broader, potentially a signature education piece for the session, and that bill might not come out at the same time if it does, because it's, you know, it has a price tag and is factored into the potentially the Senate budget. So, but it'll be interesting. Hopefully I can get all three of the remaining bills out before the March 9th deadline.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about legislation in the Senate and that critical deadline that's coming up for it next week. Brad, it's interesting about tow truck companies. I've known for years, you see them at the scenes of accidents and whatnot, but I think the assumption from myself, as well as probably many others, if I can make that assumption, is that there's some kind of contract that is already in existence between the tow truck companies regionally and, you know, state patrol, sheriff's office, et cetera, to come and help out with collisions like this. But as you were mentioning, they're getting stuck with the bill in some cases because it's actually on the driver who causes the accident to pay right. That, and it's not always known whether they can pay that or not. So that's really interesting, I think, just to note in general, and then great to know that you're trying to help out with local businesses in that capacity. How do you yeah. find things out like that, Brad? I mean, as you mentioned, was it tow truck companies reaching out to you then, or?
Well, I did have a good conversation with them in the interim months, and that's often what occurs. Oftentimes, people come to us during session two. A lot of my ideas, fortunately, come through my listening tours that I set up. It's really a structured process, as I've discussed with you before, and Coho's been great at helping me promote my listening tours, and they've grown to multiple days, almost a full week. This year, it was a virtual listening tour throughout the district, but really an opportunity for me to hear ideas from people and thoughts and concerns that they have. This particular idea from Randy Houston at Randy's Towing wasn't part of a listening tour per se, but it was similar in that I met with these folks, and it really touched me because it wasn't something I had really thought about before. Just kind of like what you were saying, I don't think a lot of other legislators thought that either. And when we brought the bill before the Senate Transportation Committee, people really realized, a fair day's work for a fair day's pay is very important. This hasn't been a bill that I've been kind of messaging much or promoting much, but it is an important legislative priority for me, because these tow truck operators, like you mentioned, they're usually small business folks that work really hard, and they're really providing the public a great service. And everybody else who, the way the laws are structured, if they damage a guardrail or the car spills gas into a creek or something like that, there are statutes in place for how the state can recover from those insurance companies or from those vehicle owners. But for, in the case of tow truck operators, that law is not tight enough and not in place. And if people are doing work for us and helping provide a service, that's great. Otherwise, it's going to get to the point, Chris, where some of these tow truck operators are going to show up at the scene and like start vehicle profiling, right? Say, oh, a 2018 Cadillac Escalade? Oh, yeah, I can haul that away. Or is like a 1999 Ford Taurus sedan? I don't know. I got a lot of other calls down the highway here. I think I got to run. And we certainly don't want that. So I'm just trying to come up with a solution that's responsive to my constituents. And I really appreciate Randy bringing it to me because, you know, that's what our job is. We're supposed to work for our constituents. And when they bring us thoughts and concerns and ideas, and they're very reasonable, I'm going to do everything I can to try to make that right. And fortunately, I think my colleagues, at least in the Senate, agree, and hopefully this is a bill that can make its way all the way through the process.
Yeah, it's such a critical service, too. I mean, again, you're talking about cars that would literally pile up on the side of the road or even in the road in some cases if they can't even be moved. So those tow trucks, you know, not only move vehicles that could potentially be pulled off the road but aren't drivable, but also vehicles are completely totaled or totally disabled within certain lanes. So, I mean, it would be tantamount to a house burning down somewhere on the block, or I mean, I don't know, a windstorm knocking a bunch of things over and blowing it around the neighborhood, and then there's no one sanctioned to come and pick it up. So who does that fall to? So it's kind of an interesting hole that's in the system there, Brad. And it's good to know that you're calling up.
I thought so too.
Yeah,
I thought so too. Even crashing into a river, we've had cars that crash into the Columbia or into a Wenatchee River over the embankment, and those are environmental considerations too. So we really need these folks to be able to do the work, and if they do the work, they should get paid.
Yeah, Department of Ecology responds to those incidents, but obviously they're mandated to do so per state law, and they're paid by the state to go do that. But the tow truck companies that actually do the heavy lifting in these cases, sounds like
literally.
Yeah, literally are kind of getting left out in some instances. So we'll be anxious to see where that goes. Hopefully it'll get some traction in this last week, Brad. Tell us real quickly, too, before we wrap up today, about hearing things that come over from the House. You know, is that something that you really stay attuned to throughout the course of the Senate's initial business? Or are a lot of these bills, you know, you get to really get a chance to see them for the first time or kind of get more intimated with them the first time once they actually come over for Senate consideration, the ones that leave the House and come to you as part of this process?
Well, if it's a bigger ticket, like a higher profile bill that has passed the House, I'll probably have heard of it. But the reality is I don't really get a chance to study the bills. I try to be efficient with my energy and I don't really study the bills unless they're before me, because otherwise there's just too many to study. And so the House passed bills, for example, that'll be referred to the Education Committee. I've already started paying close attention to those. But you know, we just have to be mindful of our time, because right now I'm trying to be as thoughtful as I can about bills that are before me in the Senate. You know, I don't know that I make the best votes every time, because we're taking hundreds and thousands and hundreds and also upwards to 1,000 votes every session. But, you know, I try to be really as thoughtful as I can about each vote. And so once we get past this cutoff, I'll have a little bit of chance to breathe a little bit and then focus on bills in committee. And then at some point, budgets and bills in the full Senate later in the session that have passed their other committees. Because bills are coming at you from different things: natural resources, law and justice, taxation, education. Some of them I'm already familiar with. Some of them I'm not. So, but that's part of the challenge and part of the fun.
Well, we always appreciate the updates on the challenge and the fun of what's going on in the state legislature, Brad. It doesn't seem like it's the most glamorous work at times. I know that all of you put in an awful lot of long hours during the sessions, and that's been no different, even though things have been moved to a virtual platform for this year. Brad, anything else you want to mention to us before we wrap up today?
Well, I think you're right, Chris. It's not always glamorous, but it's an incredible honor for me to do it. And if people, the co-listeners, have any questions, thoughts, or considerations, let me know. I'm going to be sending out a good email newsletter today about transportation, which is an issue we've talked about before. I'm including a survey to solicit people's feedback. So any way people can get their thoughts and feedback to me is greatly appreciated. And thanks for the opportunity to be on with you each week, Chris. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Brad. It's our pleasure. I look forward to it very much, and we'll look forward to it once again next Tuesday. Until then, stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Likewise. Thanks, Chris.